Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, all in favor to get Candace from Tempe, get revenge on her boyfriend, say aye.
Aye!
Good morning, Candace.
Good morning. Yes, please. I need your help.
Yeah, we heard your boyfriend's an idiot. That's what we hear.
Well,
yeah, pretty much.
So all we know is your boyfriend's named Michael. What did Michael do to just get on your last nerve?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, he just completely embarrassed me over the weekend in front of an entire party of people. So that wasn't cool.
What happened?
Okay, so we had this party over the weekend, and I was a little bit nervous about putting everything together because it was like all my friends and then all of their boyfriends. It was almost like a test to see if everybody would get along and mesh well together.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sort of in charge of everything, which was fine. Like, I made the drinks and I cooked like all the food for everybody, you know, the works. Everybody sort of came through a little bit late, so I kind of got a jump start on the cocktails. when I cook, I like to have a drink alongside of my cooking.
I hear that.
Hello.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a bad thing.
By the time everybody finally did show up, I was a little bit tipsy, which was fine, but I've sort of been known to become a bit of a dancer when I'm drunk. Like,
like striptease dancer, or what are we doing?
Like a twerking machine.
She's a twerk machine.
I want to hang out with you, honey. You and I sound kind of like the same person.
Yeah, I mean, I like to have fun. So I didn't know, like, apparently what had happened while I was dancing, but I guess some of my body parts just started flying out of my dress. and I've been drinking, and so I didn't notice anything. And everybody was, like, cheering and pointing.
Naturally.
And so hello.
I just thought everybody was super into it and having fun and, like, appreciated my dancing.
Oh, they were into it.
Yeah. But it wasn't until this kid across the complex shouted out, boobies, that I realized, like, I was completely exposed. Meanwhile, my boyfriend Michael was on his phone, and his dumbass was live on Facebook.
IG Live? Facebook Live?
Yeah.
What?
He was on Facebook Live, and he made it public.
What?
Yeah. Whoa.
A little visit from Areola 51. Hello.
Oh, my God.
Areola Grande was out.
Does it? I thought, like, Instagram and
breathing
Face.
Breathing. Areola Grande.
Are you done? Are you good? Okay, great.
Family members and, like, you know, coworkers, like, everybody saw me in my,
what is,
like,
wrong with him?
Part. So, yeah. So I was pretty upset with him for making that gigantic mistake.
You have a gigantic mistake? What?
It sounded gigantically on purpose.
Yeah.
Which is even worse if it really was on purpose.
Right.
Now, was he, in Michael's defense, was he filming you live not knowing that Areola Grandes were going to pop out?
Oh my God.
Or did he start filming when that was happening?
I guess you'd have to ask him because I was, like, a little bit oblivious to what was going on.
Right, right, right.
I'm just wondering, though, I mean, because if you were tipsy enough that you didn't notice, like, maybe everybody was? Maybe? I don't know.
It's not the point. The point of the people watching it, they're not drunk. They're just watching you and...
Oh, that's true.
Okay. You know, it's not the people at the party. It's the people that are live watching it.
Somebody yelled out, boobies.
Yeah.
So they knew.
Miss Candace, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to give you 333 seconds of our show.
I'm so glad you didn't say 36 double D seconds or something.
I was going to say that, but I refrained myself. Way to be disrespectful, Anish. So listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to call Michael up next. What you're going to do is coax him into baby talking to you live in the radio to embarrass him back, okay?
Yes, please.
And maybe if you have a friend around or family member around you, maybe they should go to IG Live, point it on Live 101.5. That way everybody is hearing your boyfriend making an idiot out of himself, okay?
That is an excellent idea.
That's what I do. I come for at least one a week. I'm here.
Okay.
You down, Candace?
I'm so down.
Everybody down, say aye.
Aye.
All right, Miss Candace, 333 seconds on the clock. We're going to call your boyfriend Michael, okay?
Okay.
Your morning mess. Cupcake call up next.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You are my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy yummy umpkin. You are my sweetie pie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do you?
All right, we're back with a cupcake call. Your Morning Mess, Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
And Noe Gnome.
We talked to Candace, and she let us know she got a little intoxicated while her boyfriend was Instagram Live without her knowing it. And Candace, I guess you become the twerk queen when you become a little drunky drunk.
Work.
Mm-hmm.
And when you did so, body parts started flying out.
Yep, whoops.
And all of a sudden, you earned the name Ariola Grande.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad that that's tickling you, girl.
Yes.
Wow.
So you were on Instagram Live, and motherhood was out and about. So what we're going to do, we're going to embarrass, I don't know what else to call them, baby feeders.
It seems like you got a lot of things to call them.
I'm not contributing.
We'll just leave it at Ariola Grande. We're going to call your boyfriend, Michael. We're going to put 333 seconds on our show to get you to coax him into baby talking to you, okay?
All right.
Do you guys baby talk in your relationship at all? Is it going to be hard or pretty easy?
So, no, that's the thing, is that he does from time to time, like, in bed. It's a little bit, like, mixed between, like, baby talk and dirty talk.
Hello, y'all freaks.
All right.
I don't know why. I never... Well, I'm single. Never mind. I'm going to stop myself.
You ready, hon?
Yeah.
Do you mind if we eavesdrop?
Oh, please.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, babe. It's me. Can you hear me?
Hey, yeah. What's up?
Just wondering where you're at.
Ah, just driving to work.
Okay. Well, I was just thinking about you. I miss you. You keep, like, falling asleep early every night this week.
I know. It's just, I gotta work early. You know, I'm working the early shift, so not forever.
I know. I just miss you. I wish you were here. I'm still laying in bed. It's so comfortable. I wish you were here with me. I'm not even, I'm, like, starting to feel a little bit sick. I just wish that you were here to take care of me.
Oh, I would totally take care of you if I was there. Yeah.
What would you do? Tell me.
I would make you some soup.
And what else? Would you rub my feet?
I would rub your feet. I could brush your hair for you and maybe give you a little back massage or something. I know how you like that. I'd make you feel so good. I'd get you your warm, comfy blankie, and I'd make you the chicken soup that you like. Yeah, you won't be cold. Yeah, I'd warm you up. I'd be right there.
I'd
warm
you up.
I'd give you the snuggles. I'd give you all the snuggles in the world, the good snuggles.
Come home.
Oh, I wish I could, babe, but I can't do it. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I miss you, baby. You know I want you.
I miss you, too. Oh, I wish.
I miss you, too. I really want you.
Michael. Michael. Michael.
Hello?
Michael. So we have to let you know a little something, Michael. You're actually live on the radio right now.
Oh, my God.
I don't... Who is this? What's happening?
It's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Your girl Candace wanted to get back at you live on the radio. We do have to let you know. You've been cupcake called!
What? For what? I don't understand what's going on.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Michael. Oh, Michael! You put on Instagram or Facebook, I don't know which one went live, but you happened to show off all of your girls' tidbits live on social media, and now everybody has seen it, so she had to get back at you for it.
A little exposure for exposure.
Oh, that's not fair.
Oh, that's not fair. Now it's not fair.
Oh, I don't know.
It was some soup.
I want my feet wobs.
In my blankie.
I want my back wobs.
I want your snuggles.
I want you to put pressure on my gluteus maximus.
All right.
You're so cute, Michael.
Okay.
Michael. Michael.
Respect. You got me.
Michael.
You got me. That's respect. Okay, I got it.
That's respect.
You're joking.
That's respect.
Yeah,
breathe it in, breathe it.
Oh my God.
I can't breathe.
Ariana Grande. Is that good enough revenge?
Yeah.
Yes, that was so funny. Oh my God, I'm gonna
let that down. Oh boy. Okay. All right. Yep. Yeah. You know what? Look.
Hey, you know what? Can't wait to go over there and massage your.
Yeah. Well, you're not gonna get any of that stuff now, Candy.
Yeah.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.